Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood stoic coach. Welcome back to Fortitude First, where we dive into those daily doses of wisdom that help you navigate life's roller coaster with a little more grace, grit, and yes, even some humor. Today, we're tackling something super important. Prioritizing time for personal growth. Ever feel like there just aren't enough hours in the day? Like you're constantly running on this hamster wheel of work, errands, social obligations, and maybe trying to squeeze in a quick workout or two. And somewhere in the middle of all that, your personal growth, your dreams, hobbies, learning new things, it gets pushed aside, right? I get it. We've all been there. But here is the thing. Neglecting your personal growth isn't just about missing out on cool experiences, it's actually a disservice to your whole life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put off taking care of your physical health, right? Well, your mental and emotional well-being needs that same level of attention. Now, I know what you're thinking. Brandon, easier said than done. My schedule is jam-packed. But trust me, making time for personal growth isn't about adding another task to your already overflowing to-do list. It's about shifting your perspective and making conscious choices. It's about carving out space in your day, even just a few minutes, for things that truly nourish your soul. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize personal growth without feeling overwhelmed. 1. Embrace the power of no. This is a big one. Learning to say no gracefully but firmly is essential. It frees up time and mental energy for what truly matters. Next time someone asks you to do something that drains your spirit or doesn't align with your goals, remember it's okay to politely decline. You don't have to explain yourself a simple thanks for thinking of me, but I'm going to have to pass is perfectly fine. 2. Many moments of mindfulness. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention. But even amidst the chaos, there are pockets of time you can reclaim for mindfulness. Take 5 minutes each morning before diving into your day to simply breathe, focus on the present moment, and set an intention for how you want to show up. You could also try mindful walking breaks throughout the day, just a few minutes of paying attention to your senses as you walk can do wonders for clearing your head and refocusing. 3. Feed your curiosity. Always be learning. Pick up a book, listen to a podcast on a topic that fascinates you, or take an online course in something new. This could be anything from mastering a new language to exploring the intricacies of astrophysics, whatever sparks your curiosity. 4. We imagine your commute. Think about those precious minutes spent commuting often in traffic, stuck staring at your phone. What if instead of scrolling through social media, you use that time for something more enriching? Listen to an inspiring podcast, read a few pages of that book you've been meaning to finish, or simply use it as an opportunity to reflect on your day and set intentions for what's ahead. 5. Make time for joy. Life is too short to be serious all the time. Schedule in activities that bring you pure joy, whether it's painting, dancing, playing a musical instrument, spending time with loved ones, or simply enjoying a good cup of coffee on your porch. Remember, taking care of your emotional well-being is essential for sustainable happiness and fulfillment. Okay, let's talk real life. Picture this. You're working late, deadlines are looming, emails keep piling up, and you feel that familiar pressure building. But then you remember it's Tuesday night, and that means pottery class. You know, the one you signed up for months ago because you always wanted to learn how to throw a perfect mug. You could easily push it aside, tell yourself you're too busy, and just collapse on the couch after work. But instead, you show up, get your hands covered in clay, and feel that sense of creativity flow through you. You might not create a masterpiece that night, but you're taking time for something that brings you joy, helps you unwind, and reminds you that there's more to life than just ticking off tasks on a to-do list. That's the power of prioritizing personal growth. It helps you find balance, recharge, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. So remember these key takeaways. Say no more often, embrace mindfulness, fuel your curiosity, reimagine your commute, and make time for joy. They might seem small, but trust me, the ripple effects are huge. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode. What's one thing you're going to try implementing right away? Let's keep the conversation going on social media using the hashtag #FortitudeFirst. See you all tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.